words that are intended to be words of great comfort from John's Gospel, chapter 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Well, it's a text we often read at funerals. In one sense, it's sort of like whistling in the dark. In my Father's house are many rooms, and you, and if we're at a funeral, perhaps this person in whose memory we gather has a room prepared for him or her. But haven't we all been to funerals where that's been read and we think about the person in whose memory we gather, Buford or somebody? And it at least occurs to us that if Buford's going to get a room in heaven, he'll be lucky if it's a double wide. And of course, that simply bespeaks our own often unspoken but never fully resolved anxiety about the size, shape, manner, color of our own room, or even if it's north or south, if you know what I mean. We as the church have constructed scary stories about the moment at which we arrive in God's presence. The pearly gates, St. Peter, the big book, the mansion, the room, what have you. All because Jesus said, that's where I'm going, to prepare a place for you. And we've added the sort of, well, maybe I'll get one and maybe we won't angle, which misses the point altogether. At the end of the passage, Jesus says, where I am, I want you with me. I'll look forward to you coming home. I'll be glad when you're back. That's a kind of 30-second barometer of what a relationship is like. Think about someone in your life, someone you who's been in your life, and imagine the sounds of them arriving from someplace else to where you are. The garage door opening, a door slamming, footsteps coming up the walk, a key in the door. How do you feel when you know that's happening? Your feelings when you know someone is coming home or coming to where you are is a good barometer of what that relationship is like. And I imagine that Jesus going to prepare a place for us is a part of a relationship that, in its own way, he can't hardly wait to see us again. And that we will know when we get to that place that he's prepared, that we're home. And that's the question I want to address today. How are we going to know we're home when we come to the place Jesus has prepared? Well, to put it in mundane ways that are accessible to the human mind in ways that are probably understated at best, if accurate at all. My best guess is that there'll be fresh towels anyway, don't you think? Fresh towels that, nice and thick fresh towels that are, well, they don't smell of bleach like, you know, the moderately and mediocre hotel rooms that we go to where the towels are clean, but they're not quite right. I'm talking about home fresh, tumble dried, and fabric softened. Fresh towels. A blessing of home. I know there's going to be a coffee pot or some such thing that lets us know morning has broken and there's good stuff to be shared. I mean, some of you may like and prefer chamomile tea. That's fine. That's what you'll get. I'm going to get a pot of coffee. Hazelnut, probably. I hope, anyway. And the first meal in the home Jesus has prepared will be our favorite breakfast. Don't you think? All of us have quirky idiosyncrasies about what we like with breakfast. There's not a whole lot you can do with breakfast food, but there's, I believe everybody has at least one component of their favorite breakfast that's a little bit weird. I like salsa and cayenne pepper. on my eggs. Some people eat ketchup. I like green peppers in my hash browns. Those little weirdnesses, those little idiosyncrasies that go with our favorite breakfast, that's going to be there for us at home, the home Jesus has prepared. Somewhere or another, there'll be a cut flower. I don't know if there is any other purpose to cut flowers except to adorn our space with color and fragrance and beauty. Cut flowers are like grace notes. We can get along just fine without them, and they really don't have much other purpose except to adorn a place that we understand and come to believe and come to feel is home, a cut flower. It's going to be water on your nightstand. Don't you wake up in the middle of the night and you just have to have a little sip of water? It'll be right there. That's what will be there. And you know what else will be on your nightstand? The latest novel of a favorite author will be on your nightstand, ready to go. Little signs, images, metaphors that create in our minds a sense of home. This is how we'll know we're home. Don't you think it's odd that in the span of all time, time that has yet occurred and time that yet will be, a human life is just a minuscule part of that? We've had 4 or 5 billion years of history, and who knows how much of the future will be in this cosmos that the Lord High God, the creator of all the heavens and the earth, has created and has planned. And you and I, you know, get about 80 years plus or minus, and that's all. And I've often thought that the purpose for that is that we resist complacency over, well, we got lots of time, because we don't, and nobody has. A newborn doesn't have a lot of time. And the complacency that might set in is otherwise mitigated by the knowledge of life expectancy. And it hopefully enables us to cherish each moment. That's what I've often thought the purpose God has drawn into or put into this span of life expectancy. But there might just be another one, and this is the one that intrigues me this week. Maybe we only get 80 years plus or minus because that's just about as long as God can stand to be without us. He misses us and wants us to come home. Because above all else, home is where the one who loves you very much wants to spend time with you. In my Father's house are many rooms. Jesus goes to prepare a place for us, a place that is our home and will be our home for all eternity. And that's a concept I can't get my head around yet, but I don't have to. I can get my head around the idea that the one who created all things loves me beyond what I can understand. And next to the glass of water and the novel and the flower and the bacon in the freezer, somewhere there'll be a tiny little card somewhere. And we'll see it, and we'll read it, and it will say very simply, "Welcome home." Amen. And may the peace of God that gives us grace and peace keep us well. Amen.